It's the Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. Senate Republicans were hard at work for their constituents during the legislative session. Many of their efforts centered on health care. Senator John Braun helped make changes to the state's approach to mental health.
I felt like we needed to do something to start to address the challenge we have.
Senator Randy Becker sponsored bills that make it easier to get help from a doctor online or over the phone.
Hopefully we get tons of people out in the rural communities and suburbia, not having to drive into Seattle or Tacoma or wherever they are, and get them the care they need.
One of Senator Mike Patton's bills makes it illegal for a mental or physical disability to be used as a reason to deny an organ transplant.
Every life is valuable, and the life of somebody with disabilities, in my mind, is just as valuable as somebody without disabilities.
Senator Steve Oban talked about how veterans suffering from PTSD now have another option for treatment in his district, the Cohen Veterans Network.
Cohen is a nonprofit offering high-quality mental health care to veterans and their families.
Republican senators honored people who serve in uniform to protect us, including a law enforcement officer killed in the line of duty. Senator Judy Warnick became emotional when she talked about Kittitas County Sheriff's Deputy Ryan Thompson.
He was a dedicated family man, dedicated to his community, and dedicated to his job.
The bravery of men and women in uniform brought an end to the Holocaust. Senator Ann Rivers had a bill that strongly encourages all middle, junior, and high schools in the state to teach students about the Holocaust.
If we don't keep what happened with the Holocaust front of mind, we are doomed to repeat that.
Senator Keith Wagner worked to make sure rural school districts wouldn't lose out on much-needed money from Timberlands.
Help rural schools use one of the few tools that they have to help with their budgets.
A once forbidden crop could turn into a moneymaker for Washington farmers, thanks to Senator Doug Erickson's bill that permits large-scale industrial hemp production.
Give people in Washington State another option on some agricultural activities that could be beneficial to home building, to clothing, and also to some medicinal aspects.
Public utility districts in Washington will soon be able to produce and sell renewable hydrogen. Senator Brad Hawkins' measure allows PUDs to get into the renewable hydrogen business.
I think there's a possibility that when we look back on this day, maybe 10 years from now, we'll realize that this was a significant step forward for the state of Washington.
It will soon be easier for people to operate food trucks in Washington. State Senator Hans Zeiger's bill reduces regulations for food trucks.
I was talking to a student from a technical college in Pierce County. This student was part of the culinary program and asked, what do you plan to do after you're done with the culinary program? He said, well, I would like to start a food truck business, but I'm not going to do it here in Pierce County because the regulations are too onerous.
Members of the Senate Republican Caucus were also behind efforts to recognize two Hall of Famers. Senator Mark Schussler's resolution under Seattle Mariner Edgar Martinez.
Today, we are all baseball fans. We're all Edgar fans.
Senator Tim Sheldon sponsored a resolution in support of former Seattle Supersonic Jack Sigma.
I think all of us remember where we were in 1979 and 1978 when the Sonics were contending in 78 and then in 79 won the NBA championship.
Find us online at wastateledge.org. Follow us on YouTube and Twitter at WashingtonSRC and on Facebook at Washington Republican Senate Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. This is the Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus.